Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome everyone to Om Radio. This is Lale Hancock, and I'm here with my friend Venus Castleberg. And we are the Joy of Business certified facilitators on the Joy of Business Om Radio. So today we wanted to play with you guys and actually talk about one of the most forbidden conversations, the lies of business. So, what if none of us had to actually believe all the lies, but instead be able to create the businesses that bring us truly the joy, which then spreads throughout the whole world? So Venus, thank you so much for being here with me and for willing to have this taboo conversation with me.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Lale. Yes, this is definitely a subject even, I think even that I bought into for a very long time, we probably all did. And then just really getting to a point of saying, okay, I can choose something different for me and I can choose something that works for me. And it doesn't have to look like anything else that the universe, that the world is doing out there.
So. You know, it's so funny because like, you know, I was in business. I was, you know, dealing with different kinds of companies and my own company for over 30 years before I found the Access Tools and, or I don't know, something close to that. And so what was interesting for me is that even the word business, just the word business, has so many points of views, has so many lies, and has so many people wanting to actually stay as far away from it as possible, which was never part of my game. I mean, I grew up, I think my dad just somehow made sure that not only did I succeed in business, but have truly a love and passion for it. So when I hear people are scared of business or like they have all these points of views, it's not even my world. I don't even get it. But I do get that that is a reality in this reality, you know, that people do make it be this significant thing and unfortunately don't allow themselves to even notice, hey, if you're waking up every morning, if you got blood running through your veins, as Simone Millicis, the founder of Joy Business, says, like you already are in business, the business of your life. And so I'm curious for you, because you know, business had different points of views in your world as well. So like, what was that? What was it that, you know, we all bought as real, but yet you were able to not overcome, but find a different possibility with?
Well, I think probably the, thank you for that question. It's a great question. Probably the biggest shift for me was getting out of the dollar for hour conversation.
Mighty dollar.
Yes. I can earn this many dollars for this many hours. And, you know, when I would look at that, I'd be so disheartened because I just knew with my own two hands and with just me, I could only create so much, you know, and I couldn't ever see myself becoming wealthy and having $1 million and all of those things because I couldn't see how I could do it from, you know, just me and working for the hourly wage, whatever the hourly wage was. And I've had some good hourly wages still, and it's still, I just couldn't ever see it. So that was probably the first lie of business I had to destroy and uncreate. Is that money can come from a gazillion different places and we're not limited to what we can do, you know, specifically, you know. That would probably be first for me. What about you? Did you have any like big?
Well, you know, what was interesting was like, I grew up with my dad always saying, you have to work hard to make money. Mm-hmm. And the irony is that my dad was so beyond his time. Like he would say those words, but it was such lie in his world. Like he so enjoyed being in business that to him, it was a 12-hour. He'd leave at 7 in the morning. He'd come home at 7 o'clock at night. Back then, there was no cell phones, you know, no one to contact you in the evening or on the weekend. And with him, what was really fascinating for me is that he would say that, but at the same time, he would find the easiest ways to not just bring in money, but have happy employees, to have a growing partnership with others. Like he made business totally work for him, even though one of the lies he bought was you have to work hard to make money. Right. And that was one of the greatest gifts with these Joy Business tools for me is just asking, okay, when you even hear something or you say something yourself out loud, you know, just for a moment, pay attention to your body. Pay attention, is your body perceiving something that's very light? You know, is it expansive? Is it, I don't know, for me, it's not airy-fairy, but it actually is that, like, I have so much tingle and excitement inside of me, you know? And then is it heavy? Is it something that feels like, you know, you've got, for me, it's almost like little knots in my stomach, you know, when it's truly not real for me, you know, when it doesn't resonate for me. And I would just listen to like, you have to work hard to make money. Like none of that is light and airy and fairy for me, you know? And so I just wish my dad was alive since I've learned these access tools, because him and I would just have a zillion conversations about like how much we love business. But, like, I really wonder if listeners, like you guys, some of you could be brand new to this and some of you have been around for a long time. Like one of the gifts of Joy Business, which is part of Access Consciousness, is empowering people to know that they know. Mm-hmm. Not just here's information, buy it as real, make it real for you, but like, hey, trust in you. What's your body saying? You know, is your body saying it's light? Is it saying it's heavy? And really when you start to play with that one tool, it's amazing to see how many things really don't resonate with us, but yet we keep those lies in place and make them real for us.
Right. Well, you touched on something really great there, Lolly, and it's like, it's probably pretty common for almost all of us, is that there is some lie about business that we bought from the very beginning, like from our parents. And just even by the way they did it, I had a little bit of the same and a little bit of the opposite with my dad. My dad was like, you can always make money. If you have to, you can go work at McDonald's. And I just remember telling him there was no way I was working at McDonald's ever. And I never have. But it was like, but that was his, like, there is no reason that you have to be broke and that you can't make money, you know? And I was like, wow, okay, cool. And again, it brings us back to that like dollar for hour. And now it's like one of the things that Lale has already touched on and I think is really vital here, folks, is that like getting that you can have joy and ease in business. It really can be fun. And what if that actually is where the success really is instead of how much money you're making per hour?
You know, it's funny, I have a management consulting company, and on my website, actually, one of the things I had written when I had my own radio show is like, truly, what if joy is the secret sauce we've all been searching for? You know, we're always looking at what's that miracle drug or what's that thing? What's that one thing we can do that will bring us the millions, will make us the most successful people, will make us happy and all those things? And in reality, it's finding what brings you joy. Yeah. It's crazy. Joy of business. Radio. That's what we're talking about here. But see, you know, when I was in the corporate world, I don't know that I would have understood someone even saying joy. Because for me, I was such a happy person. Like joy was not this thing outside of me that I had to go think, do I have joy or do I not have joy? But one thing I realized is like, no matter how difficult our projects were, like I had consultants who would travel all around the world and we had managers and all this other stuff. But even as the vice president, my team always knew they could call me. They always knew they could reach me, you know? And I realized through the most difficult client situations, like where technology wasn't working or whatever was blowing up, the thing that kept us going was laughing. You know, like my guys were just some of the biggest jokesters in the world. And it could be 3 a.m, they haven't slept for 48 hours, you know, like the client environment looked nothing like the client said it did, and all these things are blowing up. And they were the masterminds to come and fix it all. And yet, as much as their bodies were tired, they were just happy. And you know, I don't even know if happy is the right word, but there was this joy in their world because they could kid around and they could see the brighter side of something, you know, that light at the end of that tunnel.
Right.
And I wonder, like, what if even people who think they hate their jobs, that think like they have such a difficult time at work, what if that is a lie?
Right.
What if they actually have more joy at work than they ever thought they did? If they're willing to look at more of like those moments versus focus only on the problems that are happening.
Right. Well, that's actually, Lali, I'd love to ask you about that. How would you have somebody shift their point of view about that?
Yeah. Very different today than then. Okay. Back then, I literally would say something that I knew would just make them laugh. And I still say that is laughter is the best medicine. So for me, I found like with most of my clients, the first thing I tell them, even if they're little kids, you know, I say, find at least 2 videos on YouTube that you just love. Or maybe it's on your cell phone because you just did the video yourself, but like things that just make you laugh. Because see, when there's a problem, the first place we want to go to is seriousness. And the first thing we do is put major stress on our bodies. Mm-hmm. So my first thing is, listen to your body and allow your body to relax. Mm-hmm. And laughter, it's this internal massage of your organs. Mm-hmm. So if you can do that, if you can, and sometimes, okay, no matter how funny the silly animals falling down, doing this stuff isn't exactly what you require. So one of the easiest tools for me is, would you be willing to say interesting point of view 10 times? Mm-hmm. Because there's a point of view you have. Oh my God, it's difficult. Or this isn't working. Or this person's stupid. Or whatever. There's something you've got. And if you turn it around and say, interesting point of view, interesting point of view, interesting point of view, interesting point of view. Just say it 10 times. You realize you can't hold that in place. It just melts.
Awesome. Well, that's a great segue into our break, folks. If you like to even just practice that while we're on break, saying interesting point of view, I have that point of view 10 times and just see how it changes things. We'll be right back.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome, everybody, to Joy of Business Radio on OM Radio. And I'm here, Lale Hancock, with my friend Venus, and we're chatting about the lies of business. And right before we went on the commercial break, we were talking about one of the lies of when things are difficult, really, what are the different options to take you out of whatever that crazy moment is, to relax you and your body and to actually put you into more creative mode. And one of the tools we shared was interesting point of view, to say the words, interesting point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view 10 times. And I'm curious, how many of you guys did that? And did you notice anything different? So Venus, have you tried this tool before?
Oh yes, actually at the current moment in time, I'm doing it a year. Like I'm like, I've really taken on doing this for every point of view I have about anything. And it's changed so much. It's like there's just so much more ease in my world. There's so much more lightness in my world. You know, and part of that too, folks, is the fact that, you know, we are psychic SpongeBobs, and we soak up everybody's points of view, which is where, you know, we buy a lot of these lies of business. Like, and so you, the points of view that you've absorbed somewhere are also just interesting points of view. So if you were to actually take this tool for every thought, feeling, and emotion you have, whether they're your thought, feelings, and emotions, or somebody else's, doesn't matter. It can change everything for you and get you to really realizing, okay, what is true for me? What really does work for me? And then being willing to choose that. Have you found that, Lale? Like that, you know, that you had a transition time between being able to choose or choosing what other people thought you should choose and then being able to choose what worked for you?
Yeah, that was a really interesting one because I don't know. I think most of us grow up never knowing what's true for us because, you know, we try to mimic our families and their way of doing things and choosing. And even business, there's so many people who aren't even in a family business, but yet take everything they learned from their families and that's how they create their own businesses or how they go into work environment for other people. And so for that, like, what if you actually spent a day of like, what's my point of view of business? You know, and just kind of go back to the questions. That's what access is. Access is not about giving anyone any answers. It's about empowering people to know what they know. And so with Joy Business, it's always about questions. And if you're willing to stay in it as a question and not feel like you automatically have to figure out the answer, your body will give you information, the business will give you information, you'll have whispers of the future. And it sounds crazy, but it actually is. We tend to be, like you said, SpongeBobs, but we're not just SpongeBobs of other people's stuff. We're also SpongeBob of the future. So the future whispers to us and these different ideas come up. And like you said, for every feeling, every thought, every emotion, every intensity in your body, everything that is going on, every idea you've ever had about your business, like even just asking, business, is this something you would like? You know, I love talking to the businesses. And so for me, it's not about me. The business has its own consciousness. If I'm willing to talk to it, it'll give me a lot of information. And even if you start asking the whole find out the light and heavy of it, like business, you know, what do you require today? And see what ideas come. And sometimes, you know, when you try to do it like a control freak, you know, we know because I'm one of them. I'm a master of control freak. Like we want the information at that second. Like, how dare the business not tell me immediately? but what it is that it's like, it has to be that moment where you're actually willing to receive it. So you might be walking down the street and you get an idea. That was your business actually just giving you an idea, giving you information. So ask the questions, but also be, you know, an allowance, be a little more space about like, okay, I'm just going to let it go out into the world and then I'll get the information however I get it. It right. doesn't have to be me sitting here. And you might, sitting there, you might get a ton of ideas. You know, you might have all these different ideas that pop and go from that. And I'm telling you, this light and heavy, if you're willing to do just, hey, it's light, I'm going to follow this direction. Oh no, it's heavy, I need to ask more questions and maybe try something different. You will be guided to how to grow your business, how to have happier staff, how to have greater revenue coming in. Like every single aspect of not just your business, but your life will change when you're following that lightness.
Yeah, that's great. And it will never or rarely look the way that you think it should.
What? How is that possible, Venus? We have it all figured out.
So you may be going, okay, business, what is it that you require of me? And your business goes, I'd like to go swimming. And you're like, what? Like, how does swimming have anything to do with my business? Trust me.
Well, your business likes you more than you do.
True that. And let's do a hypothetical. Let's say you actually take the awareness and go, okay, I'm going to go swimming. That seems so random because I don't normally swim. And while you're swimming, you either get these brilliant ideas or you meet somebody in the locker room that's a connection that you've been looking for. I mean, there's just so many ways the business will work with you if you're willing to work with it and follow that energy. And it will never look the way that you think it should, but it will often surprise you and work out far greater than anything you could have imagined anyway.
Yeah. And I think that's the other part of this is that, you know, with businesses, like I'm a management consultant. I, you know, go into businesses, not for profits. I work with the government and I, you know, they're expecting results to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the lies. The results will never look the way you think that they should. Because the business is too spontaneous than that. Like, you know, like the business of today versus 6 months is going to be different because the world is different. Your competition is different. Your whole model of business is going to look different in 6 months. So one of the key things is to have targets, to have the ability of like saying, okay, like business, like I wonder if people would be willing to actually do the homework or home play, not homework. But if you're willing to ask your business every single day, what is your new target for today? And write down the ideas that come up. You'll find the revenue is not the same revenue that it asked for the day before. The growth, none of it is going to be the same because every day your business is actually exponentializing and tapping into the possibilities of the future. And will guide you to something totally different.
Mm, wow. Yep. It really is that big and that willingness to be surprised.
I don't think people out there can do that, Venus. I think you're asking for a lot. That's one of the lies, is that surprises aren't good and that everything should be pre-planned.
Yep. Or otherwise it'll be a disaster. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we can't control. That's cannot be controlled, but I will actually, that's one of the other things I would say that kind of is like a, you know, a hybrid of what we just said is when you control your business will not grow or it'll grow at a very snail level, which is a very slow animal. So if you would like to have growth, like significant growth in your business, you have to be willing to out create your control freakness. How do you do that? How would you do that, Venus?
Well, I think probably step number one is just recognizing and acknowledging, because both Ollie and I are both control freaks and we know it. And
no, we're not. We're magicians. We're not control freaks.
What if we're both?
Oh yeah, we can have it all.
Yeah. And I also work with companies and businesses as well, and one of the things that, you know, I have to work with some of the owners of companies and businesses is the constant judgment of themselves and the business and their money flows. Like, it's like, you know, imagine that your business is your best friend. You know, how would you treat your best friend? And how are you treating your business? Are you looking at your business going, you're not enough, you're not doing enough, you're not big enough, you don't, you know, there's not enough people in you? Or are you going, thank you for whoever has come, whoever I'm working with, thank you for the money that you're bringing in, thank you for the success we have had, and how does it get better, and what else is possible? So getting out of judgment and being grateful and having those questions to expand it and be greater, it just gives space for there to be something more show up, more miracles, more magic, more joy even, right? Instead of something's wrong with it and focusing on what's wrong. So we're going to take another short break here. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So welcome back, everyone. This is Venus Castleberg, and I'm here with Lale Hancock, and we're talking about the lies of business today. And right before the break, we were talking about kind of like, what are some ways that you can treat business differently? What are some of the ways that maybe you treat business differently than how others might treat business in this reality, Lale?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I think one of the things that I love about business is, what if you can have as many businesses as you like, and they can actually commingle and assist each other? I think one of the lies that I always heard is you can only have one business at a time. You know, you have to grow a business. You take a business, you grow it, you get it to a level, you either sell it or you close it. Like, you know, that's kind of how the master, it's done. And I realized that that was one of the biggest lies about 4 years ago when I started my second company. And I realized like also how much they co-mingle together. Mm. Like, I started a third company a couple years ago. And, when I started, the second one, I was trying to kill the first one because I was buying the lie that to have the second one, and the second one was so much fun. You know, I ended up working with individuals as well as businesses, but it was like from a very different creative perspective, and I could have different kind of conversations with them, and I could bring in the Joy Business tools. And it was just so different than some of my other not-for-profit and government and commercial clients I was working with. And I realized that the more I tried to kill the management consulting company, the more it grew. And I was like, what's happening? This is not working. Like, what's happening? Like, I'm trying not to do that business anymore. Right. And I realized it was that when I introduced the second business, there was this other force of energy, like consciousness that came along with it. And because I was having so much fun, it was growing every aspect of my life. It was growing all the businesses. It wasn't separating them the way I was trying to separate them. Mm-hmm. And then I had to ask a question, and then I realized how stupid I was being. I'm like, why would I kill a business? That's just stupid. And so you don't have to be stupid. That's one of the lies too. If you think you have to be stupid to be business, you don't have to be stupid.
Or that you have to have one business to rule them all, or, you know, one, you know, sub one title, one, one degree, you know?
Yeah. And I've just been, it's funny, I've been traveling for over 3 months, and I was really looking at 2020, and the last few months I've been so busy. There's a couple of businesses that want to launch, and I just haven't really had the time or the space to do it. And I was talking to one of my friends, Rebecca Hulse, who's a Joy Business facilitator. And we were talking about a new business venture as a way to help our businesses grow. We were just having this conversation. And I said, I am not going to stop these businesses from launching anymore. I am now going to make it that all three will launch in 2020. So how does it get even better than that? And it really got me more motivated than ever. And it did. Like, there's certain projects that have been kind of like on hold in addition. Like, you know, there were some places, some countries I was going to go to, and the energy just wasn't there yet. And I hadn't even booked flights or anything. And the next thing I know, by the fact that I was willing to play with these three new companies, I don't know when they're launching them. I just know they're going to launch in 2020. Everything else moved. Like, these other things that just were like, yeah, blah, 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 are now excitingly moving. And so, like, that's the other piece. Like, when we're talking about joy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not about killing the business. And there's going to be moments that there's more hype and excitement that you have for the business. And you have to every day just churn and create the businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, just let go of all those energies and all the ways that you have expectations of them, and then let them be set free and start new every day. And then from that space, who knows? It doesn't mean you have to have more than one business at all. But are there other services the business would like to add on? Mm-hmm. Are there products the business would like to add on? Like, we have a worldwide web that is here. Like, we have the ability to reach so many people around the world. It's so different. So even if you're a local business, you'd like to keep it local. Like, are there other avenues locally you can grow?
Mm. Awesome. Yep. And yeah, that, Lale, would you speak a little bit more? Cause this is such a key thing, is like treating your business as if it was its own energy, its own entity, and talking to the business. So a lot of people out there are probably going, talking to the business, I don't understand what that is. Would you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, chances are, if you've ever had an idea for your business is already talking and you're already listening. So that's all I got to say from that point. So I think that covers 99.9, because I'm sure there's a 0.1 that'll say, no, I don't do that. But the reality is that there's an energy, there's a consciousness that wanted to come alive. And that's where you initially got the idea you want to start your own business, you know, or a project or whatever it is that you're doing.
It could be a book, a painting.
Yeah. Anything. And so, you know, there's something that wanted to come and dance with you and come alive. And so with that, it already did. You've already listened. You've already taken the steps, and maybe you haven't. Maybe you're one of those listening who's like, one day I'm going to start this business from this hobby that I love or whatever it is. But like, it's that willingness to listen and not have it all figured out. Because I think that's one of the other biggest lies is if you don't have it all figured out, documented, you shouldn't start a new business. And I'll tell you 10 years ago when I started my business, by the way, next week I'm celebrating 10 years in business, in my own business. So I'm really excited about that. But like back then, I would have said to you, you know, you want to have a lot of aspects figured out because those were the best practices in consulting. You needed to have things figured out. But now I would tell you, don't figure it out. Follow your heart. Because what's going to happen is the minute you take it out of figuring it out and putting it in a business plan, you're already going to start getting the juices of this energy out in the world. And then start asking, business, who do I need to talk to get this information? Where do we need to go? And because then you're actually allowing the business to co-create with you to get you everything you need for the business plan that's required. Have someone else, hire someone else to do that, by the way, because we tend to change it every 1 second. And so that doesn't work because you actually need one sometimes for getting banking and whatever else. And what if you don't need to have all the money figured out now, but start, you know, start figuring out, hey, what do I require to get this launch? You know, what amount of money? And you don't have to have it all figured out 100%, but to start to look, because most people, they have that false sense going into a business. They're looking at the business of today, but your business should thrive and grow, not just today, but today in the future. So what you need to put in place is not just for today, but the energy and the sprinkles of the future. So I would ask, figure out what your business wants to be called. Don't name it my business because then you're the only one who can contribute to it. Ask that business, hey, business, you in the future, you in 5 years, what information can you share with me now? What do we need to put in place today that allows us not only to grow, but to thrive and exponentialize? And see what you get because this is about playing and being creative and trying different things.
Right. And I think one of the key things that you've said there is just like, it just start. You don't need to know what it looks like. You don't need to have all the ducks in a row. The only way you're going to, the way that we learn and we grow and is by just being in action and making choices and gaining awareness. And so just start. I mean, you may not know where to start, but just start.
Yeah. And the place to start may be even like you asked the business, like, who can I talk to that can give me more information on ways that I can educate myself? Because see, a lot of times, literally your business will have you bump into someone or you know someone who knows someone. And like when you put that question out there, your business will energetically match you up with people.
Yeah. And I love what you said, Lale. This is actually really true for me recently. My business, I've tried on different names over the years, but mostly it's always fallen back to just being Venus Castleberg. And I got a very clear awareness to that the business wanted it to be named some, you know, have its own name and be its own thing. And I was like, oh, okay, that's really cool. And so, but I know this to be true, guys. As soon as I named my business and gave it its own energy and started to give it its own jobs, that everything has started to change and grow and expand from that. So,
but I've got to tell you, there's a difference in being called Venus Castleberg, okay, than my business. Venus Castleberg still allows the entity to be honored and to allow itself to be itself. okay? And you can still give it jobs. But when you say my business and people say my husband, my everything, what you do is you now have stopped allowing whatever this is to have its own energy and its own creation. And you make it that you are the only source to bring energy into it, money into it. So when you do that, you're actually putting handcuffs on the business and not allowing the business to organically expand and grow.
Right.
So I would say in this case, your business is pretty cool and smart and gave you the information because now your, this business was now ready for its own name.
And to, to actually be the space of something even greater, beyond what I can imagine. So that's the other thing too, is like business, your business wants to be bigger than anything you can imagine it to be.
So that's one of the lies, that if you are the only one in your business, therefore your business is going to be a small business. So I would, hold on, do we have time or are we heading into commercial?
So we're going to come back to that thought. We're going to take a short break here and we'll be right back.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Great. Everyone, welcome back. I'm here. This is Venus Castleberg, and I'm here with Lale Hancock on the Joy of Business radio show. And we're talking about the lies of business. And right before the break, we were talking about the business wanting to be far greater than anything you can imagine. And Lale, you had a thought. What was it?
Well, one of the exercises I love giving people is, okay, and it's not just if you have a small business, by the way, but everything you've labeled what your business is, would you be willing to actually let go of whatever you think your business can be, is, cannot be, and just let it just go. Yeah, it should be and all that. Like, let all that go. Yeah. And then just ask your business, if I had no definition about you, what would you like to be? What size would you like to be? How many employees would you like to have? What kind of revenue would you like to bring in this year? You can ask it a million questions, but when you do, you realize, let me say, so many entrepreneurs get so excited about businesses and they want to grow it, but they keep labeling their business like, my business only does this. My business is a small business. My business can only bring in this much money. And literally, you have to handcuff the business, like I said earlier, from its own natural organic growth. But when you start saying, okay, all of that stuff, I'm going to let that go and destroy and create all that. Instead, hey, what do you want to be today? Like, just for a moment, ask, give the name of your business. What revenue would you like to have this year? Very different number than I'm sure what's in the bank account or what you've brought in.
Right?
Much different? Isn't it exciting though? Like, I have never met anyone that the number the business gave was anything near what they were making today or less. It was always significantly much higher. And it's not about making that significant. It's not about making it important. It's just the willingness to know my business doesn't want to grow at the snail level I've been trying to make it grow.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that, I'd love to talk a little bit more too about like it's the same with the money, guys. I mean, she talked about a number, but it's like, if you think that your business wants to earn, if you've already decided how much the business wants to earn per hour, again, we get back to dollar per hour thing, or if you think that your business can only make so much, you limit what's possible. You limit, there is no limit. And can we speak a little bit more, Lale, about like too, the how when you are following the energy of the business, the money may come from some completely different location. Like, it's not linear. It's not like the business wants to bring in $40,000 in a month. Cool. Where that $40,000 doesn't have to come from a specific session or a specific contract or a specific meeting. It could come from, you know, a gift even. Like, the business is willing to pull in money in a million different ways if you're also just be willing to be an allowance of that, to be willing to receive it.
Sure. There's infinite ways that not only money, but so many things can come in our lives, including joy, including more ease in your life, okay? But like you said, there's the first step of you willing not to be the control freak and have figured out every way money can come into your life. There's this little bit of a chaos to it. Like, you have to be willing to not put in a box. If you're willing to just say, hey, you know what? Okay, I think these two ladies are psychotic and I'm still going to listen and try it, then that's cool. If not, don't. Grow it the way you want it grow. Okay. But if you're willing to just even give it a chance, some of the tools we've already given you guys, like we gave you guys probably like 20 different questions and tools. If you really listen to the show, you'll get it in such a different way. But just this whole concept of business, what kind of revenue would you like to bring in, let's say in 2020? And then from there say, okay, what's it going to take for that to happen? What's it going to take for that to physically actualize? Where do I need to go? Who do I need to talk to? What do I have to be willing to be or do different to have that physically actualize? And then that's when you need to just let go everything, including any points of view you have that doesn't even allow that to come up. Would you be willing to destroy and create all of that?
Yes.
And let it go. Oh, yeah. And then, okay, now it's the time to follow the light and heavy that I was talking about. When you're like, okay, I'm willing to be or do whatever is required to have that money show up. Okay. Then you allow these different ideas to come. You allow different people to find you. You allow the business to pull in such different things. And like, what I've found is when I've asked for this question, it so looked so different. Like, I was asked to be in a book. I'm in a book called America's Leading Ladies. And it didn't show up the way I thought it would. You know, I was asking for certain things in the business around leadership and whatever. Well, guess what? The whole thing was about being the leader of today and tomorrow. But now I'm not making millions of dollars yet, right, from it. It's not from that sense. But wow, I'm in there with Oprah and with Melanie. Like, there's these possibilities that will show up by you asking this question that matches what you're asking for. Some of it immediately will show up in a monetary way. Some of it won't. But if you're willing to go with whatever was light, ask questions and go with the light, you're headed towards that. Yep. It's just going to look making a left today, a right tomorrow, a curve backwards tomorrow. You know, like, it's going to look so many different ways. And it is all these different revenues. So even asking how many new revenue streams can we add to the businesses today?
Right. Yeah. And that's the following the energy, guys, is really key here, because I remember a story Simone was telling about this one lady who really wanted to get into, I believe, film and all that stuff. But then she got this pull to get a job at a video shop, and she was like, yeah, living the dream, you know, going to work at a video shop. And Simone was like, well, it doesn't match the energy. He says, it totally does. And then it turns out she ends up meeting this, producer guy that came in there to rent videos and then went to work for him. So it's like, again, it's not going to necessarily look the way that you want it to look. But if you're willing to follow the energy, you'll have these moments of just like, wow, I never saw that coming in a million years. But I was willing to trust. And that's kind of a key here, is like learning to trust yourself, trust your awareness, trust the lightness, and follow it, even if it doesn't make sense in your brain.
Well, I guarantee you it will not make sense.
Right.
Like, it doesn't, because the moments where, I mean, just think back on your life, the moments where you had the most fun or you had the most success in your life. Did it ever look the way you thought it would? Yeah, maybe there were some things that had some commonality to it, but 99% of the time they don't. And that's why we say, get out of your head and really start with this light and heavy, because your head can only give you what you already know. It's going to put you back in that box we were talking about. And creativity is not in a box. Those creative moments of solutions at work, of like coming up with those ideas that get you out of the rut, that creativity needs to be that you're not in the box. The business, if you put the business in a box, how are you going to get the business to be creative? If you put your revenues in a box, how can they grow? If you put your services or products in a box, yes, you can sell it in a box. It's okay. I'm just saying, when you restrict as if it only has these limits of where it can go, how can you let it exponentialize?
Yeah. Yep. And putting yourself in the box too. You know.
Oh, we don't do that. We only put the business in the box. We know nothing of that, Venus.
Well, you know, if you believe that you're limited in any way, shape, or form, you will create that. So what if you were unlimited? You know, if you're an infinite being, don't you have infinite possibilities and infinite ways that things can show up, and infinite ways of being able to do things, and infinite ways of bringing money? So there's just no limit. The possibilities are endless. Mm-hmm. So Lale, if there's one thing that you'd really like our guests to have gotten out of our show today, what would that be?
You know heck of a lot more than you think you do. And light will guide you to whatever will create greater with you.
Yeah. And I would love for people, like, what if business really could be fun and joyful and ease, and it didn't have to be hard and struggle and pain and suffering.
Hallelujah.
So, thank you guys so much for being here with Lale and myself. We had a great time talking with you, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, before you go, remember, accessjoyofbusiness.com. There's facilitators doing classes all around the world in all languages. And Simone Millis's is incredible. She's one of my favorite people on the whole planet. So definitely lots of fun classes coming up with her too. So if there's anything we can contribute to you or your business, let us know.